This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up.
The Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, you know we got lots to talk about on this Monday, man. Lots to talk about. And, of course, you know I'm open up the lines. All right? You know how to reach me in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in for fresh news, smart talk all day. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. And listen, this will be talking about me. Come on the flip side of the break. I'm opening up the lines. Texas, I see you. You're hitting me already. And yeah, this was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. My headline is all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Hospital funding nears completion. Government eyes loan from China Exim Bank. All this, what though? We need a new hospital. We need a $290 million specialty hospital on New Providence Highway, according to Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Dobbleville. Nearing completion? We need to get it done. Man murdered, daughter shot on way to church. Dear God. Government moved $1.2 million for consultancy services in Ministry of Agriculture. But wait, there's more. Government reallocated $30,000 for Wilstrom's memorial. The money was moved from the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. Dear God. Talk about heartless. Talk about cold. Whew. Gibson's lawyer challenges money laundering claim. And that's just the front page. You look over in the business. Petroleum retailers want to meet with PM this week. You need to. Rubis, $5.38 a gallon. Esso, $5.37 a gallon. Shell, $5.31 a gallon. Still in the fives. It's way too high. That's tough on us at the pumping. For those dealers to make a living. So we got lots to talk about. Phone lines will be open right after the break. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads. And boy, I tell you, I'm just looking at these headlines and just shaking my head. Man murdered daughter shot on way to church. A man was murdered and his daughter was injured in a double shooting on Wilson Track off Cordova Avenue yesterday morning, police said. Chief Superintendent Kristen Skippin said the father, 35, arrived on Wilson Track at 7 a.m. to pick up his 16-year-old daughter. Came and collected his daughter to take her to church. And as he pulled off, a small silver vehicle approached them. Let me get it. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Pulled alongside them. She said two gunmen exited the car and shot at the truck, hitting the man and his daughter. The father died at the scene, and the girl, who was a musician, taken to hospital. Skippin said the daughter's condition was unknown. My thoughts and prayers go out to that family. Very tragic situation right there. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads.
Hey, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good. What's going on, Prophet?
Radio, Brother North, Brother Naughty. The homicide continue, eh?
Ah, boy.
Brother Naughty, I am at peace. And I want you to understand me clearly. I don't want to speak down, but I am at peace. Why? Because I understand from a biblical point of view. One, I got three principles I'll quote. The Bahamas and the world must pay the price for this poorly socialized society that we have created. Two, we will pay the price for feminizing the home. We will pay the price for not mentoring our male boys. Four, we will pay the price for not nurturing our young ladies.
I agree. The chickens have come home to roost. I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, if you look at what transpired in the late 70s, the 80s, and the early 90s, here we are.
And I don't care what government, green, yellow, black, or white. I am too old now to be sold a lie. They can't fix this. We have effeminized the home, and we still want excellent. The family structure has been effeminized, but we still want excellent. We're not mentoring our boys, but we still want excellent. We're not nurturing our young ladies, but we still want excellent. I just can't see how can we get success out of that. And we're not seeing good examples. We're not seeing examples from leaders, politicians, some of our pastors, civil servants. We're not, all these places have been effeminized, and no good example, as we can see, that I know, it used to be yesteryear. We have to pay the cost. We have to pay the price. So I will not get on the radio no more and complain, because I understand we have to pay the cost. We have to pay the price for what we now have the seed that we have sowed. Thank you, my brother.
All right, my brother. I'm sure I'll hear from you in the 5 o'clock too. We'll be talking sports then too. A lot of different takes on it. Let me check the tax lines. Naughty. What's going on? The PLP used money from the disability fund to pay for Obie's memorial. That's what I'm understanding. And I mean, my God. Obie championed the cause of the disabled. So take $30K from them and for what they need it for a party or a memorial. And I say party because a lot of partying been going on. So forgive me. But you understand what I'm getting at, right? My God. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, everything good?
Yeah, what's happening, brother?
That's a disgrace for that. Those people who are the handicapped.
Yeah, man.
They've been fighting for that for years, man. They finally get them a little blind, and now they can take it for them to do foolishness. They go travel and party.
Man.
Listen to me. And Dr. P, I've been listening to Dr. P for the last 10 years, saying that same thing over and over and over again. He is absolutely right. Man, I know you remember, you had Mama there and Grammy. Everyone used to come to one house and be together as a family, you know?
The Sunday dinner. I mean, Maya Angelou spoke about it. We lost a lot of families because we lost the Sunday dinner because... When you come there and you're waiting, you know, people in the kitchen preparing the dinner, you got everybody to talk. You got uncles who could please and dads who could please and
exactly.
Aunts and grannies and grandpas and cousins.
You could talk to the young girls and the young boys as their aunts and uncles and things and see what's going on in their life and things, man. You know, now that done finished with mom, from mama dead and grammy dead, that done finished with now. These grammys now 20-something, 30-something years old.
Yeah, man.
Who they teaching anything to? You know? That's where it is, right there in the family structure. Where all this crime and thing happening, man. Little children, growing up, little children.
Not yet. You know? And I mean, it's generational. Some of the traditions were lost. That's why we're at where we're at.
Exactly. This ain't the Amen culture, man.
Some of the standards and
this ain't our culture. Yeah. It's something else, and it's getting worse and worse.
I think it's a marsh. I think when social media arrived and satellite arrived, all those influences kind of mashed everything together, you know?
And we've been
famous for following fashion and imitating what we see in foreign.
Exactly. We only have ZNS to watch.
How you mean?
ZNS is over at 12 o'clock midnight.
Thank you very much. And then the national anthem come on and the flag.
Go to bed.
And I mean, take your bungee to bed.
I'll take foolishness on TV and social media now. I had to take myself off Facebook and Instagram and all them things because what you're putting in your eyes, you can't take out, man.
For real.
The foolishness is up there these days. You sexualized.
You ain't lying.
That's my 5 cents.
There you go, man. All good, man. I'll hear from you again, bro. I'm sure. Be safe, bro. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
I'm good. Could you turn your radio down, please?
No problem. I just want to say I think it's very malicious and heartless to relocate money from the disability people who already have a hard time surviving in this country already and to do anything else.
I agree with you 1,000,000%, wholeheartedly.
Some of us know when they're going to be disabled, have to join that line, have to join that community. I don't like it. I will start for it, and the government is just dead wrong.
And they are. And they said they used it for a memorial, but I mean, come on.
That's even worse.
That could have been written off as a state funeral and a state memorial.
What? To God be the glory. We sing it a delegation.
In all things. All right, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Northeast St. Petersburg? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, St. Peters? Everything cool with you, St. Pete?
Man, I had to get a steroid shot in the butt today, man. I pulled a muscle yesterday.
Oh, this year. You could have just said you had to get a steroid shot. I know how to be. I didn't need to know where you got your shot.
Hey, where you think they got it? Boy, when they first got, I couldn't hardly sit down for a minute. Yeah, I was leaving the Walmart, pick up a prescription, you know, so they give me some muscle relaxing, and then I'm going to go home and, you know, eat some food and chill.
You ain't as young as you used to be, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, you know, like, you know, it's so sad this man lost his life taking his girl, his daughter, the church, man. But, you know, I heard from a reliable source, which is who in law enforcement. He said a lot of these killings, they are hired assassins, man. You know, people coming from overseas. I don't want to call with nation, but you know what time it is. A lot of those guys who are doing the killing, they used to killing. So some of the big dog boys hiring these people to hit people off, you know. And, you know, it's so sad, man. You know what I'm saying? The Bahamas getting a bad rep, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of the stuff's doing, you know, some of the homeboys, but a lot of the guys, these guys getting paid off to kill people, man. It's so sad, man. You know, but, you know, I mean, it's, like I said, the previous caller, I don't care what government you put in power, man. The people got to want better, man. You know what I'm saying?
No better, do better.
God, man. Yeah. Hey, man, you have a nice day,
you
man.
Go rest up, you man. Know. Take care of that yeah. Hammy, man, or that muscle, whatever that is.
Yeah, no, it's my shoulder, man. It's my shoulder. I was still working out, man. You know, think I'm young again, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you got to take it easy, man.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all good.
Get into some 12-ounce curls, man. Get into some 12-ounce curls. You can't hurt yourself in them.
Yeah, you could if you overdo it.
If you're sitting down and don't plan to go nowhere, you'll be fine. That's a heck of a workout.
I go to the gym and work out, man. I get an eye workout. You know what I'm talking about.
And on that note, they're going to get you another call, my brother.
All right, take care, man.
Be safe, man.
Peace out.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's that?
Yeah, what's popping, my brother, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, you tell me, man. You know, the thing is, Naughty, you know, your boy who always called with the family structure, he'll pay the price. He's right. The other caller was right. And your boy, as far as withdrawing funds from the disabled, right? I would wish it would be a fable. But, you know, the guy who called and talked about the families having dinner together, you know, of course, this is with me, missing. My older brother always talking about that. But, you know, being born in 64, you know, I remember Nani Sato used to come from Andes, North Andes, Stanley Creek, with the cocoa plums and the peanut cake and the Benny cake and the coconut Jimmy. You know, it's like, it was like a joy, right? And then, you know, we would be by Antero. Don't worry about Antero. God is with her. You know, she was, I mean, this is, we used to get together, go in one car, some big Impalas, go on the beach, go pick, just do a lot of things together, right? But now, fast forward to the innovation of technology, right? What people call technology today, everybody seems to be pacified and believe that it's going to save mankind and, you know, idolatry and hedonism, you know what hedonism is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that we're supposed to enjoy it. We don't supposed to be stoic, nothing bad supposed to happen. And so we have created a weak society, fatherless, you know, schools discuss how the males count or the male elephant present. And so we have gotten here, we have also changed the demographic of our society. So there's no close-knittedness anymore. I don't care what nobody says, Naughty. Once you change the demographic, you change the culture of the people. Now, as it relates to, you know, you sitting down at the family table, you would be able to you know, I remember having a family reunion. It was very rewardful because you find who was your family and you get together and you share thoughts and people try to guide one another. Those days are over. Technology is making us falsely happy. Some people are embracing things blindly. They like to talk. And, you know, you have educated people coming on the radio, really, really haven't been following the global agendas for very long. But they think they know it all. But I'm going to be sorry for them because I run in with the gentleman who tell you we will pay the price. We are paying the price because these things are not too nice. So now, as it relates to the gentleman who was killed, right? Mikey, right? You know, I know him from as a young man. I even know his daughter from she was a baby, okay? I guess your boy Florida, I mean, Tampa was right. We have some dubious characters coming into the country doing these things and et cetera, but man, everybody's up in arms about Mikey's death because Mikey is a naughty. I mean, he read like you, right? You know, you're a little redder than me. But listen, I never know the guy to be a troublesome guy. That's what's frightening for me. and his family. I don't know, but I know he started to make some money. He bought a boat. He's running those off in carriage. He started to elevate them. So I don't know what's going on, but you know, it's frightening. You know, as a matter of fact, I cycle to there just about every time I go to the health shop, the Balfour Avenue, because it's actually a quiet corner. It used to be so a little lively years ago when his first cousin or his uncle had the motorcycle shop, the Spinker and Glenroy. You know Glenroy, the motorcycle icon?
Right.
That's Glenroy, our nephew.
Wow.
So what I'm saying, yeah, man, and you know, I'm upset because I never hear Mikey rile nobody. I never think got any problems with anybody. But, you know, some little rumors around here and there, you know what I mean? But I just, my heart goes out to his family, man. I know he used to live in Big Pond, so he might have just
come
with
you're not a road going, you're not a social
media. The thing is, Roddy, I know that, him so good. When I saw the shooting and I saw the truck and I saw the corner, I knew it was Mikey. So I don't want people to sleep, you know, and I've seen a lot of young men. You know, it's really a ridiculous price we're paying, but Roddy, I'm up in arms with the withdrawal of the funds from the disabled, right? And the politicians them rather go to visit the Pope, right? When the youths have no hope. I mean, I'll say this boldly, right? With my religious knowledge and my consciousness, the Pope means absolutely nothing to me. That's just the way it is. I have to release the chain off of my brain that they try to remain. I have to, Lordy. The Pope is a man just like me and you, okay? Now, if I was trapped in the bush by myself on the planet Moon, wherever it was, all isolation, I have the right to praise God. I don't know why the black man cannot free up himself. I'm sick and tired of us. It's pathetic for me. Now, you could praise the Pope. People could do what they want. And they could smoke dope. But, you know, whatever, right? But me personally, like I said, the Pope means absolutely nothing to me. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but that's just the way it is. Because when these pompous, you see, pomp and pageantry and fun is what has taken over humanity. So when they die, right, I want them to say they visited the Pope and see if that would make a difference to God. Give thanks.
By 52, you're always keeping it real. I can't lie there. Let me check the text lines real quick. What I tell you? All right, let me get to these texts now. What's going on with this phone? This phone looks like this ready to conk right out. Naughty, what do you expect from the PRB? It is always similar to this whenever they're the administration of the day. Naughty, the gentleman is speaking truth. Remember, we wake up. The schools only focus on girls and nobody checking for the boys. Now we see the proceeds of ignoring the little boys. They dissed the Bahamian man and took the fathers out of the boys' lives. What results did they thought they would have to deal with when those little boys grow up? We are in deep trouble. Good night, Naughty. How long, Dr. Darvill, will it take to start the new hospital? Will it be just like the sale of the hotel in Grand Bahama? Dr. Darvill is full of it. How do you all really feel? All right, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll wrap things up. On the Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads, don't forget in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. And I got some Tropical Jarrah's doing some big things. And at 5 o'clock hour, I'll remind folks about that as well, too. Yeah, man, doing big things with Icebet Academy, man. So, yeah. Or is that however you want to say it? Pop-up shop and everything? Well, ain't chef, you're doing big things. Anyway, quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap up the first hour on a Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
trip. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads. Line still open. Naughty, how's Sparky doing? I miss him. This all the way from Freeport. Sparky, text me. Let me know how you're doing, man. Text me. Don't call me. Text me. Let me know how you're doing, Sparks. So I can let Freeport know. You got fans in Freeport, Sparky. You're going, you know, nationwide. I still can't get over. I mean, man, the whole reallocation of these funds from the disabled is just beyond me. And you still got perpetrators out there too, parking wherever they want in handicapped parking, acting a fool, which doesn't help the situation. Oh, wow, this is another one. I know exactly where this is. Southwest Plaza violator right there. Not a good look. White Toyota RAV4. XLE. AD license plate. AD1237. AD1237. White Toyota RAV4. Need to stop your foolishness. No handicap decals whatsoever. You know you're wrong. Horribly wrong. We got another offender. We got somebody in the Southwest. Boy, they doing it? They doing it big time in the Southwest too. This one appears to be by the Scotia in Carmichael. White Kia Sportage AR6804. White Kia Sportage AR6804, no decals whatsoever, no handicap. Remember, get all your handicap violators into me, man. Better if you take a picture, but get me the information so we can deal with it, you know? Those spots are for handicap. You done got the government taking $30,000 from them. The least you could do is leave the parking spots now. Let your conscience be your guide. There, but for the grace of God, go you, I. And another one, too. Government moved $1.2 million for consultancy services in Ministry of Agriculture. The government reallocated $1.2 million in the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources to pay for consultancy services for the digitization of documents and files. The reallocations were in the government's 2023-2024 supplemental budget table last week. Wow. Just wow. That's all I can say is, like, wow, scratching my head. And how do we get better? We know better. We do better. A lot of people in agreement with what each other's saying. But why do we continue on the way we do? A Naughty, I wonder what Bremen got to say. Boy, I'm sure Bremen will chime in and let us know, you know, what the deal is with the disabilities for sure. Naughty, these politicians hate real Bahamians, but one day they will pay the price. Taxer, I agree. I mean, a lot of people are really appalled by this. Like, people are speechless. How you can take from the disabled, man? They fight day in and day out for whatever they get. The little bit what they get, because they need far more. I mean, to pay for a memorial at Bahama last December. And I'm not saying Mr. Wilstrom didn't deserve a memorial now. He did. But the funds to pay for it needed to come from elsewhere. That's obscene, man. Horrible. I mean, it really makes you think. If they could do that to the disabled community, what they got in the works for us? Who aren't disabled. So the Disability Commission was given $267,284. So now they had, what, $237? Naughty, 10% of the Disability Commission budget used for a memorial, almost the entire amount allocated to the disabled blown on one joint by the PM. Naughty, look at the priorities given to the use of public funds. Interesting, very interesting indeed. On a lighter note, did we get any update on any press conferences with people joining new political parties today? I heard a lot of that over the weekend, but did we get any of that? Nada. Okay. Keep me posted when it does happen, if it does. Not that that's news. That's just comedy, I guess, at this stage. Wow. Not a pin drop, eh? Okay. You're a very descriptive boy, I tell you. But where do we go from here? I mean, every day we continue to say the same things. We can send, a lot of us agree on the same narratives. But then we go to the polls and make the same mistakes. It's like a vicious cycle. Very repetitious, the cycle. So we got to start asking the questions. What are we doing? Why do we keep doing the same old? We're going to make some improvements. You know? So, lots to talk about, man. And when I say lots, I mean that there's a lot of different topics that are interesting to society at large. And a lot of people are talking about it. You'd be surprised. We've got these talks, you know, generating the talks because people are tired. Naughty, was there any killing in Eleuthera? No. But I know, tragically, we had a traffic fatality in Eleuthera, I believe. A young man on a motorcycle, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check. Man dies after losing control of a motorcycle on Eleuthera. Police said a 39-year-old man died in Eleuthera yesterday after he lost control of his motorcycle. Police said the victim was driving a motorcycle in the Hatchet Bay area around 7 a.m. when he lost control and sustained head trauma. Officers found the victim in bushes off the road. A medical team, including a doctor, visited the scene and pronounced the victim dead. That's what I have in today's Guardian on that. Thoughts and prayers go out to his family as well. Naughty, we have a host of uneducated people fighting to get easy money from our treasury. They can't find a 9-to-5 job, or maybe they don't even want a 9-to-5 job because they're underqualified and know this kind of gravy ticket or meal ticket is the easiest way. Yeah, but we got to stop fitting the meal ticket, though. We can't be the meal ticket over and over. How are we going to benefit as a society long term? I know a lot of people probably won't like this when I say this, but the cronyism got to stop. The cronyism is getting expensive on multiple levels. Financially, society-wise, crime-wise. I mean, you look at it, everything, all the dots are connected. They're intertwined. Hi, Naughty. They can find money for Brave Tavis to travel and take from the disabled, but will not pay us retired police officers our gratuity. Trust me, they will pay for this. Wow. I need to look into that. Big trip to Orlando. Moving the money from persons with disabilities. The National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. And now we got alleged reports of retired police officers' gratuity not being paid, allegedly. Wow. Need to look into that. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, Happy?
Boy, right here, right here. Boy, Naughty, that was a sad case with that the dad who went to pick up his daughter.
Man.
But see, Naughty, let me tell you something. I mean, it was sad. That was heart-wrenching. But now, I don't know the whole story. I don't know what he was involved with. But Naughty, see, guys go there. They get involved with criminality and do their wrong. Now, they come to the place, they say, man, I got to stop this. I need to trust the Lord. I need to get myself together. And they might, you know, not be involved. But those who they did wrong to, they don't forget. You see what I'm saying?
Vicious cycle, Happy. Vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. Like I said, yes, you get your life together, but who you did wrong or whatever, they coming for you. And I don't care who is around, they coming for you. You know, Naughty, when I go sometime, and that don't be often, I look at people's ankle, and if I see a bracelet on, I gone.
I'm
sticking around. Because you stick around, you never know when a shot gonna ring out. Because these guys don't care where they shoot, how they shoot, and who they shoot these days. So when I see somebody, if I see somebody anchor basis, I'm not sticking around in that area no more. And that's the reality now that we are facing. And like I said, that was heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it was.
You know, years ago, Naughty, when you had the guy, they never used to go targeting children or wives. They used to go at the individual themselves. But now, these guys, you know, big day, brazen day, they come in, you know, with high-power rifles, they're spraying. And they don't care who they take out in their efforts, what they're doing. And it's a sad, sad case that, you know, I just pray God that they find this individual and just throw the whole book at him. And like someone said, you lock him up and throw away the key. I say, no, don't throw away the key. You need to melt the key because somebody might find it and let him out. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's the sad thing, Naughty, about that. And Naughty, you know, you're doing a great job. And one thing I like with you, you know, you hit all topics and, you know, you don't pull no punches or anything like that. And that's the way talk goes. You know, if you do wrong, we can let you know. If you do good, we can let you know.
Got to keep it 100, man. Keep it objective, and, you know, that's how we get better.
Yeah, but when I get home now, listen to your take on what happened to that game last night with the Bahamas, man.
Yeah, I think it was a little fatigue. That's what I think it was.
Oh, okay.
The back end of a, you know.
But they said that was another opportunity, right, to qualify.
Yeah, indeed.
And I just hope the guys would be able, the NBA was able to get in, you know, to get on the team this time around.
That's what I'm hoping for, too, Happy. But good talking to you, man. I'll hear from you in the 5 o'clock, all right?
Okay, good.
Let me get this last text in. Whose funds next, Naughty, will it come from? Will it go to spread around? Road traffic, social services? Why don't you take some from the crime consultants? I'm sure my uncle wouldn't mind. Boy, look here. I got to ask him. Anyway, I was wondering why my money was taking so long to get to my social services card. They sponsored a memorial. Boy. With that being said, let's go to the break. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour. We get to the break, flip side of the break, flip side of the news. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
what here you may find out. Certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Next to me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop out a lips up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me a do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud them is this. Them parents did corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with the chips and say,
from what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour talking sports. I know Pearly zoomed in. What's going on, Pearly?
All right, in this corner, man.
We're so blessed to have you. Yeah, have you, you know, step away from your Dodger game to grace us with your presence. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That's what, that's, you know, actually, I'm usually just watch the first couple of innings to see, you know, who they are, what some of these rookies look like, and then I move on, you know.
Well, that's how the game
is. We're leading Colorado 4-3 in the top of the seventh.
It's preseason, Pearly.
Yes, I know.
All right, let's see what happened on this day in sports history. You know, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's on February 26th. On this day, 1935, the New York Yankees released Babe Ruth. Ruth signed with the Boston Braves for $20,000 and a share in the team's profits. 1981, Edgar F. Kaiser Jr. purchased the Denver Broncos from Gerald and Alan Phillips. 1985, Julius Erving, Dr. J of the Philadelphia 76ers, became the third on the NBA's all-time scoring list. 1989, the New York Yankees announced that Tom Seaver would be their new TV sportscaster. 1997, Philadelphia's Legion of Doom line scored 15 against the Ottawa Senators. Sports quote of the day, I'm going to become a hog farmer after some of the things I've been through. I regard it as a step up. Al Conover, Rice football coach. And as you know, he coached that Rice program for years, and that Rice team was sorry.
I think those Phillips people is the own Denver. That's the Phillips Oil Company, right?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Howdy.
Yo.
Is it Pearly today?
Yeah, Pearly. Hey.
All right, no, it's Pearly, man. What do I think with the Braves, man? What do I think with the Braves, the gym, man? They always got the best team. Y'all know they got the best team. They never perform and win the World Series, man.
That's the Braves, man. How many division championships you all brag about and nothing to show for it in the postseason?
I'm telling you, man, from the 90s up straight up to now, man.
You all the regular season killers, boy.
Listen to me, man. Look at that team from top to bottom.
I hate to tell you, your Atlanta Braves are the Dallas Cowboys of the Major League Baseball.
No, boy. We win World Series a couple of years ago, boy. Dallas ain't winning about 40, 50 years
you
now.
You understand, though.
That foolishness right here.
Look at the big body of work, though. How many times you win a division and you do well and don't go to hell?
Let me tell you the problem. And this is the problem. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. Finishing with the best record, the Dodgers got the same problem. Finishing with the best record in baseball causes you to miss a whole week to 10 days of baseball. I don't believe in that. I believe we should get right into the playoffs, you know. First play 8, second play 7, and let's get right into the playoffs and have this bye time and all that.
I feel that some of them have like 3 or 5 games back in the day or something like that. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they used to have a 3-game playoff in the first round, and then it would be out of 5, and it would sometimes be then out of 7, then it went to out of 7 straight across.
Exactly. Yeah. They used to get right into it, man. They never have no bye or nothing like that, man. They used to get
That hurts your timing. Baseball, that's why you have spring training games. To help you build up your timing, help you get together for the regular season. So when you take that long break, it hurts. You watch players when they
can't hit no more.
When you see players are hurt and they come back, they take 2 or 3 weeks to get back into the groove.
Yeah, you don't lie. You don't lie. But hopefully, the Braves do it this year, man. Hopefully.
Boy, there's a lot of whining, man.
Hold on. Let me tell you this. Let me ease this for you right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers will be the World Series champions in 2024. Oh, so let them next year. Okay, I'm letting you know that right now.
What's that?
They worse than the Cowboys.
Who, the Dodgers? They could disappoint Brady again.
They buy everything.
I wish Dallas would spend. The problem is Jerry Cheap.
The Dodgers ain't really buy everything.
The Dodgers traded for players. Only this year we spend money on Ohtani, but other than that, we traded for Mookie Betts. We signed Freddie Freeman after the Braves dump him.
Yeah,
we didn't go get him. The Braves dump him.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That was a big mistake on our
part. Boy, and Pearly love up some Freddie Freeman, boy.
Oh man,
yes, boy, that's one of the best moves the Dodgers
made. That's a clutch hitter.
That's probably technically, I believe he's the best. One of the best consistent players in baseball. When I say consistent, he produces every day. He plays every day. That's what you want in baseball.
You got it. We still got some good young players on our team as well, man. And hopefully they put it together this year again, man.
They grabbed the 3, I think it was 2, I can't remember who they are, but Acuna and a couple others, they grabbed them and put them on long-term contracts right away.
Yeah, Acuna, Junior, all them good young players we got, man. Arsenio, all them.
They're going to be there for a while. Albies, you're going to be there for a while. It's a good team.
Yeah, we could be there. Olsen, them, all them, man. All them is good players, man.
The problem is, the Dodgers and the Braves ran into a hot Arizona team. That happens every once in a while. You're not going to see that again this year.
No, I don't think so. I sit back and listen. Thanks, guys.
All right, bro. Always good to hear from you, man.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, the I tell you.
If you really look at it, none of the teams that finish in the money, Baltimore, the Milwaukee, the Dodgers, Braves, all got beat in the playoffs, didn't make it to the World Series. That happens. That's an anomaly. But that's why I like baseball. That's the game. That's the sport. It's a wonderful sport. It would break your heart. It would big you up, but it would break your heart.
It's very, listen, if you ain't prepared for the postseason, your heart could get broken for sure.
Yeah. You see? So I see the Dodgers made a move today. They signed this kid, Margot, to be a off-the-bench batter against left-arm pitchers. They actually traded him just to make space to sign Kiki Hernandez.
What?
Yeah. So they traded him to Minnesota for a prospect shortstop. And then I understand that they're signing Kiki Hernandez to a 1-year contract.
To a 1-year contract?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we'll see how an official story comes out. They haven't announced it officially yet, but you know, my people give me a call every time when these things happen.
Yeah, people like from Dodgerland.
My Dodger insiders.
Yeah, Dodger insiders. Who are they?
Like, don't worry about that. They can't talk. They can't. They close to Roberts.
They close to Roberts. Boy, that sounds like a plug nickel you're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, the combine started today. I haven't watched any of it yet, but I understand the combine started today. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to watch dudes running up in shorts, so.
No, but, you know, I like the 40-yard dash, and I like to watch the wide receivers run routes.
So is it impressive?
Well, I haven't watched anything yet, so I'll check in a little later.
Yeah, you'll keep us up to snuff. You'll keep us posted.
Look at that, everybody. This right here is where teams make decisions on draft picks. This is where some draft stocks climb up. Some people draft stocks drop, you know. But you expect certain things from some people, and you come to them, they don't do it. They think instead of being a first-round pick, they could be a second-round or third-round pick.
All right, let's go to
the... Go ahead.
No, actually, we got a call. But finish your point, Purdy.
That's what people draft stuff, rise and stuff. And then sometimes you'll see players, they look at the players, and the stocks will drop, and then you pick them up, and they'd be one of the best players in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then some will draft way up there. You bring them down, they just bust.
The draft, people come back and scratch their head plenty of times off the draft. Look at Purdy, for example.
Yeah. The last player picked, and look at the guy who took his team to the Super Bowl. Now being considered a top 10 quarterback in the NFL when he wasn't even considered a top 10 quarterback to be picked.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
That's another prime example of Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas was a lowly, undersized middle linebacker. Didn't expect him to do anything. The Dolphins got him, and the next thing, like, he was a
monster.
Same thing with Tommy DeSoto's. Why can't I remember his name right now? The catcher from the Dodgers, who was Tommy DeSoto's godson, who was picked as a favorite.
You mean
Tommy
Piazza?
DeSoto. Huh?
Mike Piazza.
Yeah, it was picked as a favorite to Tommy DeSoto, like played on 32nd round or something like that. Turned out to be one of the best catchers in baseball
for years. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
What's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, hey, Brady, nobody. Josh Chisholm could be the MVP, and the Florida Marlins could win the World Series, man. Stop talking foolishness.
Muff. You know I love you to death, but you don't know. I got to tell you when you're talking crazy.
Okay, I hear you. Your team win yesterday, too, right? The Yankees win.
Yeah, 9-2 over the Twins, but it's preseason, right. I don't get emotional over preseason.
Yeah, preseason. But, Brady. All Love was trying to do is show Zion some love, you know. All he's doing is trying to hold him up because he don't be dropping on the ground. He out for the rest of the season, you know. He'll be out for next season. All he's doing is trying to hold him up so he wouldn't land. So we show him some love. But Alvarez and Marshall them and they have to try jump up in Butler face. So Butler only is trying to show them what time it is. Not at Bubbly because he out tonight against the Kings. And you that Bubbly, anyway, we can still beat them, anyhow. We can still, our secondary, we have to beat them.
Suspended in that game.
Huh?
All kind of people get suspended from that fight.
Yeah, but Jimmy, they only get one game. They get three games. There are two players on their team. They get, because he believe he fighting Tyson. He doing any boxing move and thing. He even get with 40, right? It's basketball, man, the same boxing. So you're supposed to get three games. You know, that Bubbly though. And then he will go right there, extend his knee. Then he got to get an MRI and things. But hey, we beat them the last time. We can beat them tonight. We all go with them tonight and go with the points. All right.
Okay.
Now, at least Golden State owned the number ninth spot for 4 hours.
Yeah, but Golden State.
When y'all lose, they move up in the night. Then they lose, and then y'all jump back over them again.
No, but see, this is something I was telling Pearly, and I was telling you all on the show. I said, this ain't cut and dry for the Lakers, because you got to realize Lakers got plenty of basketball to play. And when we were looking at the stretch in front of them, we had some jokey teams. But now, when you look at it, the Lakers now, since the All-Star break, are 1-2.
Right.
And considering they got now the Clippers.
Right. And they got beat last night.
And you know, two games, Pearly said, were winnable games last week. The Warriors and the Suns, we dropped.
We almost dropped
that one to the Spurs, too.
The Suns are trying to prove they could totally lead in the fourth quarter. They ain't giving up no more forward quality.
But here comes the stretch for the Lakers right now. You got the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games. Now, look at the next 10. You got the Clippers, the Wizards, the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Kings, the Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Kings again.
Wow.
The Warriors, who they just lost to.
Only but two under 500 teams, and that's
and
what
the Hawks. And the Hawks. And guess what? The Hawks have been playing better ball recently than, but they got a bunch of injuries. So I see the Lakers.
Yeah, your boy finger. You have Hawks, an operation on his finger.
The rest of the season.
The Hawks and the Wizards, I see, are two games the Lakers should win. The rest of these games, that's 8 games they could potentially look at losing.
Yeah, because only 25 more games.
If they go 2-8 in that stretch, they'll be at 33-46.
It ain't him. The Lakers game that's don't play.
But
defense.
He ain't playing the first one before that. He didn't play. He only played in the second game. The 2 games y'all lose.
Yeah.
No, the point is, it ain't him that causing us to lose these games.
Yeah.
It's the lousy defense we played, and fellas, them Jesse. People that's putting the points on them.
So after these next 10.
Not on the man who LeBron holding, on every one of them.
After these next 10, I see the Lakers being 33-46.
Well, y'all would be in the White
maybe,
of the
maybe,
y'all would
maybe
probably
35
be
and 44.
Y'all be in eighth place.
You know what's sad about it? The Lakers probably be a lottery pick and don't even have a first round pick.
Correct. Yeah.
Hey, well, I know Doc Rivers feel good now. That's a big win over. That's a big win over Philly now, over his old team now. That's almost like a blowout win.
Yeah, but that's a very wounded Philadelphia team.
There's no big win.
Yeah, because a lot of people was out, and Buddy was in playing that good. But not everybody's supposed to tell you to.
Listen, the Philly ain't going nowhere without a beat, and the Knicks ain't going nowhere without Randle
or Brunson.
Yeah, but you see, they lose too. They have beat too from Boston.
Brunson can't do it all by himself. He has no help.
That's true. Yeah. And hey, Boston, boy, I don't know, boy. Hey, we got the deal with them. But Naughty, like what you say with the coaches.
The sad part about it is Boston can go one up on the Lakers after this year. I pulling hard against him, but it can happen.
Well, I pulling hard against them, too. It ain't gonna happen. I saying it ain't gonna happen. And Naughty, what you saying with the coaches and who's supposed to get fired? Jason Kidd, no man, he up in 8 now, he was in 6, he dropped.
But considering
33-23 record,
33-24 record, the problem
and
is.
24 record, yeah, so why he should be on the verge of getting fired? Popovich, 11-45, and then he ain't on that list.
They said the Mavericks are underachieving, they should be a higher ranked team than they are. They shouldn't be 8.
I agree.
They're one of the best teams in the league, and they're underachieving.
They got
He's
defensive.
Not the best out of them.
They got defensive issues, and Kidd's known for being a defensive coach. And when you got Luka, who don't play no defense, that's going to be a problem.
But he played good Sunday. But Popovich, 11-45, and he ain't on that list. But the only player thing can ever fire him, though, he got to retire.
Popovich
has earned at least a 10-year grace or whatever he do for 10 years or what he's done for the Spurs over the years. So
yeah, the five championships. But he ain't going to ever get fired. He got to resign.
But don't sleep on that Spurs team. They make a couple of right moves over the offseason free agent-wise. They got money. They got draft picks. They'll be better than you think, faster than you think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, go with Miami Heat tonight and go with the points. All right. I can let someone else get in. Yeah, we can link up, bro.
All right. Cool. All
right.
Be safe, Muff. All right. Don't care with the choking Dodgers and the also Ram Braves. Don't worry about nothing. The Yankees will prevail and win it all this season.
Okay, Jeff. No problem.
Now, JJ chimed in and wanted to know about our national team. And, you know, we could do the national.
We got handed the stuff last
night. Hold on. We could do the local segment, all brought to you, of course, by BK Nassar. And don't forget the BK Breakfast Bowls. Morning made easy. Be sure to check them out, all right? They got 3 varieties for you. The Southwestern, the Classic, and the Keto. So be sure to check them out for breakfast at your favorite Burger King Nassar location. Listen, I think it was the back end of 2 games. Now, here's my theory. We had to fly to Puerto Rico, play, fly back, and play. Puerto Rico now had to fly up and play and fly back at their leisure.
Yeah.
They started off in their home bed, in their hometown, with home cooking.
And no one might be able to be partied after beating up in Puerto Rico. Tired, come home, and have to play the next day and get enough rest. Understood.
Come home and catch flat on the back end, seeing the gym full, thinking we got this, and boom.
So we don't play anymore. This team doesn't play this tournament, we don't play anymore until November.
But we do play July 2nd for the Olympic play-in, right?
I think so.
That's where we should have all the guns and the holsters. Hopefully it might be Clay, you never know.
And Kai Jones was kind of impressive, all things considered.
Yeah, he thought he looked good. And Kai Jones was not a bad player. That's whatever happened in offseason, I don't know. But he's got talent. And
He's come to grips on whatever was bothering him in the offseason. Got the head shaved down, the full Jordan tribute, but played very well.
Well, he really looked like Jordan, though. I had a look at that get down as a young Jordan who put on some weight.
He had some moments right there.
Yeah, he looked good. It's for highlights, so he looked real good.
So we'll see where that goes.
So that's all right. Fine. We all right. You know, people say, oh, how come we ain't get money not to play? I say they play in the game and they make money right now.
I think fatigue was the factor in this one, to tell you the truth.
Say it again?
I think fatigue was the factor in this one, to tell you the truth.
I think so.
All right, let me answer this. Naughty, how about the repair of Betty Kenning Pool? How is that going for the swim championships? I'm glad you brought that up, because I was about to mention that. Spoke to Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, last week. He assured me that the pools will be ready for the CARIFTA championships. He assured me that this week, toward the end of the week, they will be actually refilling the pools in preparation for those championships. So we will be able to have those championships here. The pool will be in top condition. And there were a lot of mitigating factors to that. A lot of parts. A lot of parts, a lot of infrastructural stuff that needed to be taken care of, which they've addressed. They've got rectified. And, you know, he's always been a straight shooter with me. So his word is good with me until I see different. So I'm going to look for the pools to be filled this week.
No, he's been a straight shooter. He's always been incredible. He's been a straight shooter. So and I'm not doubting his word at all. It's the workers, you know. Well, hopefully he'll get it done on time. Hopefully he'll be ready.
Let's see where it gets, you know, where it goes from here. And as far as the concern about training.
The fact that we don't have that pool, how is that going to affect our Olympic team, since we don't have any other 50-meter pools?
The majority of the teams in the region don't have 50-meter pools.
Okay.
Majority of our freeport swimmers don't have a 50-meter pool. They train in a 25-meter pool. We have 25-meter pools available here that kids can train in. Obviously, they'll have to double up. And I know what that's like, because when I swam, there were no 50-meter pools. And when we trained for 50-meter races in the States, we just had to go harder here in the 25-meter pools.
I gotcha.
So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it all, you know, ends up well for Team Bahamas.
Okay.
But as of now, Texter, that's the latest I have on the Betty Kelly Kenning Aquatic Center. Or Betty Kenning Kelly Aquatic Center, however you say it. Let me get it right, front to back, back to front, make sure it's right. So, it's 5:33. We got a caller coming in right now. Pretty, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
All good, man. What's happening?
Right here, man. I just wanted to quickly talk about the 50-meter pool not being ready and how those swimmers practices. The one thing that the 25-meter pool will do for our swimmers, it will help them tremendously off the wall.
Yeah.
The underwater turns and push off the wall, it will help them tremendously. So while there are some negatives, there are also some positives by practicing a whole lot and a 25-meter pool.
You know, he's absolutely right with that. Turns will be improved. And, of course, you know, it starts to, as a matter of fact, too, because you want to get as much out of your start in a 25-meter pool to take less strokes to get to the wall and hit that turn. In addition to that, like you say, you swim in 50 meters, that's one lap. In a 50-meter pool, it's two laps in a 25-meter pool. So it does help you with the turns for the races you will have to turn on. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, we don't have a 50-meter training pool for everyday usage here in New Providence. We got a lot of 25-meter pools. You got to upkeep the aquatic center because, you know, it's got issues. So we need to look moving forward to getting maybe another 50-meter pool somewhere that's accessible to all the swim clubs.
Right next door.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to have an adverse effect on our swimmers. when you really think about it, a number of swimmers, particularly those who are in the States, they actually swim in 25-yard pools. And they come here and they do a wonderful job also. So I don't see it being a major
25-meter pool has never hurt nobody, but if you got the opportunity to train in the 50-meter pool, you would want that opportunity, I guess.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I just thought I'd weigh in, so, you know, put people out there, you know, will have that information, you know, as well.
Yep. Well, we appreciate the call and the info, my brother.
Okay, good to hear your voice, bro.
Good stuff.
All right.
5:36 p.m. is the time. Let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. Let's get to that first break. Flip side of the break, Pearlie and I have our picks. And we'll be getting you ready for the final 10 or 15 on the way home. Don't know if it's going to be Cowherd today. Don't know if it's going to be icing, but it'll be good. Nonetheless, keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just because they were cheap, Keisha bought things that she really didn't want. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Monday, February 26th edition of Talking Heads. Pretty, that what you just sent me, is that your submission for the final ride?
I'm just making a recommendation. It might be something interesting. Let's look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. This is based off, obviously, off the weekend games in college basketball.
Yeah, you had Wake Forest upset Duke.
Correct.
In Wake Forest, and as you know, all the fans run on the court, and they basically almost stampede. They knocked his knee and knocked him over. Flippenstein or some name like that. Messed up his ankle. He sprained his ankle badly. They had literally put a circle around him and help him off the court. And then my second favorite player in college basketball, women basketball, Caitlin Clark, they knock her over too when they beat Iowa, knock her over and hit her in the chest and everything like that. And the hurtful thing about it is a lot of people came on saying she faked that, she flopped and all that. And that wasn't no flop, then people run right over you. So there's a call for fines for storming. Like the SEC has no fines for storming. The Big Ten is a $100,000 fine if you storm the court. the school, that school has to pay that fine. And then there's $250 for the second time. And other schools have $10,000 fines and other stuff like that. But the SEC has no kind of fines. So there's a call for some people to stop the storming. Some people like it and call for some kind of discipline, but they're blaming Wake Forest facilities people for not being ready for it and not having the security in place when the game is so close.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
That's pretty good stuff. But I got a Rich Eisen was more likely, man.
Okay, that's fine, man. No problem.
No. I mean, I wonder if we could do... Let's do that. I could do this Rich Eisen tomorrow.
Which Rich Eisen one is talking about?
This is what's more likely. If Justin Fields is going to get traded, if the Chiefs are going to repeat, who's not going to make the playoffs in the NFC East?
The thing about it is the story on the storming is that can wait till tomorrow. And you can either one you can play. That's not bad.
All right. Well, let's do the court storming today, man.
Okay, fine.
Since you submitted that, I don't want you to feel like, you know.
No, man, because whatever happens on Thursday, I got to say, so I ain't worried.
I hear that. All right, so, Mr. Producer, I'm about to send you something right now for the final 12. So that means me and Pearly got to get into the picks in short order and let Mr. Producer do his thing. So, with that being said, we'll go NBA. And for all the haters out there, AD, Anthony Davis has played 101 of the Lakers' last 108 games.
Well, AD is not the problem. AD has been playing ball. And then, you know, I question in LeBron. I want to say that, you know, why play the All-Star game when you know you and you can miss the start of your regular season? All-Star game don't mean nothing.
Very but interesting. Sure,
you know, anyway.
I noticed that as well. But here
I have a problem with that.
Let's do NBA tonight, Pearly. We did it strictly NBA tonight.
All right, no problem.
And we got four big games in the NBA tonight.
That's it? Only four tonight?
Yeah, big docket tomorrow, though. Big docket.
Okay.
All right, you got the Pacers at home against the Raptors. I like the Pacers to get it done. They've been scoring a lot of points the last couple of games, blowing people out.
Well, Halliburton, that kid, that's his name, Halliburton?
Yeah, he was unconscious in the All-Star game. He's still unconscious post-All-Star game.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a medicine Halliburton, you know?
Well, they're going to get their Halliburton die over the lips and over the gums tonight. I think Halliburton and the Pacers win. I'll take them in the money line to be safe.
Ah, come on. Be bold, brave, man. Take the points.
By 5.5? All right, we'll roll with them by 5.5.
That's only two three-pointers.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll roll with them. The Knicks, -11 over the Pistons. I like this in the money line because Randall injured, but I like the Knicks to win.
Yeah, I agree.
The Brooklyn Nets and the Memphis Grizzlies, this is going to be a good game. The Nets are favored in this, but I like the Grizzlies. They've been playing good ball at home lately.
And they play hard no matter what. Even though they've been losing a lot, they really play hard. I like the Grizzlies in this one tonight, too.
Yeah, and you got the Miami Heat +7.5 against the Sacramento Kings at home. I like the Kings at home to win this one. I'll play it safe and go with the money line because whenever the Heat look down in the lineup or injury plagued, whoever they feel that night goes out and plays lights out. They play. They show up.
With Fox. He getting off. The kid getting off.
That's why I like Sacramento. I like
the points of the Kings tonight.
You take the points and I can take the money line. All right?
All right. All right.
Well, with that being said, let's get to the break. And flip side of the break, we got Jay Billis taking us home with Stephen A. Smith and a couple others. But listen, I'm surprised Jay Billis went to Bay. I'm not surprised. He's an old Duke dude, man.
He is.
He played with Danny Ferry back in the day. With Tommy Amaker and Johnny Dawkins. That original Duke crew.
Yeah, you're right.
Pre-Hurley and Leitner and Grant Hill.
You're correct.
Yeah, I think he's being a little homer there. But anyway, let's have a listen. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break, man. Good stuff, Purdy. Appreciate you. And we'll do it again tomorrow, man.
Okay, bro. Take time.
All right. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Nets.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
In college, Saturday's Wake Forest win over Duke, getting the Demon Deacons closer to an NCAA tournament bid, was overshadowed by Wake fans storming the court. Duke star Kyle Filipowski hobbled and helped off the court following a collision with a fan. You can see it right there. Here's Duke's head coach John Shire postgame.
It's disappointed we lost. But look, for me, I'm more concerned about the well-being of our guys. You know, Flip sprains his ankle. When are we going to ban court storming? Like, when are we going to ban that? Like, how many times does a player have to get into something where they get punched or they get pushed or they get taunted right in their face? And it's a dangerous thing.
I absolutely feel like it was personal, you know, intentional for sure. You know, like I said, there's no reason where they see a big guy like me trying to work my way up the court, and they can't just work around me. You know, there's no excuse for that.
All right, on that note, we welcome in our Jay Billis. Jay, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. And Jay, want to dive right in here. Tell me this. Why do you feel so strongly that it's time to do away with the fan storming the court?
Well, Molly, it's not that I feel strongly that it's time. It's been time for a long time. And we actually discussed this a few weeks ago on College Game Day. And my thing wasn't necessarily ban court storming. It was just the idea that fans don't belong on the court ever. And players don't belong in the stands. It's a pretty simple proposition. But, you know, the NCAA and the member institutions will say the player safety is number one. There's nothing more important than player well-being. But that's simply not true, because they're continuing to allow this. And in fact, they're encouraging it. And the truth is, we're encouraging it in the media. We put court stormings at the end of every highlight when there's an upset. We're encouraging it. And even though it's banned in the SEC and they have to pay a $100,000 fine on the first offense, goes up to $250,000 or $500,000, whatever it is, the institutions are happy to pay it because they like the visual. They like having that to take pictures of it, to show it. Here's how passionate we are and here's what we're about. That kind of stuff. And it just didn't, you know, take a genius to say that something's going to happen. And when it does, let's not act surprised. This is not only foreseeable, it's inevitable. And we've had significant injuries over this in the past, to fans especially, and nothing really changes. But the truth is, nothing's going to change now. We're going to talk about it, and it's going to go away, and nothing's going to change. And if they wanted to stop it, they could stop it tomorrow. The administrators will tell you that security experts tell them that it's not a good idea to try to stop the court storming, that could cause more problems than it would solve. But you don't have to stop the court storming. One time, all you have to do is, once they're on the court, don't let them off. Just say you're all detained and give them all citations, or arrest them if you want to. And then court stormings will stop the next day. There's no accountability for this. The fans feel like it's an entitlement, and the universities like it, and the truth is we like it. Now, one last thing on this. Years ago, when fans would run out on the field or on the court during a game, it was network policy not to show that because we didn't want to encourage it. So what does that say about the way we in the media use these images now? We can't deny that we encourage it, or at least tacitly approve of it. And everybody has to accept some responsibility for this. I don't think it's the right thing to allow this, but I know that it's going to continue. This is not going to stop.
Jay, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. I think it's run its course also. And like you said, the visual of the fans, and they sell that to the incoming students and they sell that to the athletes. This is how passionate our fan base is. And some people have gotten hurt. We saw Caitlin Clark. Now we see Flip, the Duke senior, talented center. What's it really going to take? Because I remember when they used to Jay and I, Steven, I know you remember this, when streakers used to come on the field and they used to follow them all around the camera. Well, they stopped doing that, and people don't streak nearly as much as they once did. This is dangerous. I mean, you talk, and I get it, they're kids. But so are the athletes on the court. Y'all make it seem like those are professionals. They're kids also. And the kids on the court always have to refrain and stay in, oh, you're an athlete. You're held to a higher standard than the student body that's running on there. Their emotions are high. When you lose, especially when you put into it like these college kids, it's tough. And yeah, maybe he just has a sprained ankle, and I hope that's all it is, and I hope it's nothing serious, and I hope he doesn't lose any time. But it's time. I mean, look, I understand there have been a lot of traditions that schools go back 50, 100 years, but it's time to outlaw some of these. And I think storming the court, storming the field, I think it's time to do away with all of that.
Transpired. Let's go to the pro level. Money. Because you know why? Because you're going to have people, you're going to have security that you pay. All right? And the security there, these are off-duty police officers. And then some. These ain't senior citizens who are in their 60s and 70s who are retired, but they got a job at some arena or whatever, and they play a role, and you call that security. No, it's real security up at these NBA games. And you got to think twice before you think about doing certain things of a physical nature, because so much money is at stake. These players make so much money for the league, et cetera, et cetera. They're protecting the investment. We don't hear about universities doing that. Why? Because they don't want to spend money. How do we know that? Because it's been like pulling teeth for decades to get them to spend money when it comes to anything that involves the students. You know this better than any of us, Jay Billis. And so we can't ignore that reality. And I bring all of that up to say this. Again, it's run its course. But let's talk about different ways of modifying the situation in case you don't stop this. You could have security surrounding the team, the visiting team. In more instances than not, the home team is celebrating. These are guys that are walking around campus. These are guys that want to be the big man on campus. When they're successful, the fans are celebrating with them. It's the visiting team that you have to worry about most of all. Not to say there aren't incidences where you got to worry about the home team as well, but primarily it's the visiting team. Surround them and surround them with real bona fide security. Make sure you do that and facilitate them getting off the court. And you could delay it. These cheap ropes that you're using, that ain't going to work. You understand what I'm saying? You got to surround them with again, real security, folks. They're not going to do it because they don't want to spend the money. That's what this really, really comes down to. And that's all I wanted to say about it.
Yeah, I think Stephen A. and Shannon and Molly, I think what the schools really want is they want it both ways. They want to say, well, we want the visual. We want to show the excitement. And then, but player safety is important. But clearly it's not number one. And it what it does to me is ignores the fact that fans don't belong on the court or on the field ever. And players don't belong in the stands. I just don't think that's a difficult thing to wrap your head around. And the NFL, like, I go back to what you said, Stephen. I was thinking the exact same thing about the Boston Celtics when they were playing the Lakers. And Larry Bird was knocking people out to try to get out of there. Right. And when the New York Yankees in the late 70s were really winning championships and doing well.
Reggie Jackson.
It was Reggie Jackson and Chris Chambliss was knocking people out trying to get back to the dugout. Yeah. And we don't, look, we shouldn't have that kind of thing now. And look, I'm not saying that fans are coming out with the intent to cause mayhem, but you cannot control a stampede like you think you can. And I was there for that thing you're talking about, Stephen A., where the person in the wheelchair at NC State was in harm's way. We can argue that, hey, well, why was that person out there? Why was this happening? Or why did Filipowski put his arms up? We showed that thing with Filipowski in slow motion. That didn't happen to him in slow motion. He's got to have the right to protect himself. Like, how do you expect people to react in that situation? And when something else happens, and it will, we'll act surprised. Yeah. And then we'll say we have to do something. But it's going to have to be a catastrophe that happens in a really high-profile game for us to do anything. And I just don't believe they're going to do anything. They like the visual too much, and the truth is we like it too much. We're not doing it.
But, Jay, as far as the visual, to your point, I mean, it doesn't get much more high-profile than Caitlin Clark and Kyle Filipowski. We want to see them on the court, the NCAA tournament. I feel like that should be enough in itself, that both of them have gotten injured through court storming this season. I mean, those are major stars in college basketball.
Yeah, you know, all these things, Molly, that we're talking about should be number one, but they're not. And it's going to take an injury to a high-profile player for people to get more sanguine about this. Look, when we brought this up a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago on College Game Day, I think it was after the Caitlin Clark incident, and I just said, look, fans don't belong on the court. And the reaction was, you know, old man yells at clouds and get off my lawn stuff. And I get that. Like, who doesn't love the excitement of it? I love excitement. But when North Carolina beat Duke earlier this year in Chapel Hill, they didn't rush the court. They went out to Franklin Street and partied. The players went out and did it too. Like, it's not part of the game. It's something that's happening after the game. And when the NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball, they all banned that stuff and it never happens again. It's not like the popularity of their game took a hit. Nobody bought, they're not selling less tickets. Ratings aren't going down. That visual isn't necessary. But these colleges recruit, and they want that visual for recruiting. Look what you get. Look at the excitement you're coming to. They love it, and they're addicted to it. And frankly, this incident isn't enough to change anyone's minds. They'll just say, well, we need to have rope off the players so they can have their handshake line and get out of there, and then it's a free-for-all. They can't control a free-for-all. And somebody said, he'll put a shot clock in, so 30 seconds after the game, you can storm it. That, none of that makes any sense.
No, but you should stop it.
It's useless.
Especially in today's world, you have to protect the players. and you want the stars on the court. That's paramount.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.